Welcome to Just Kidding But Seriously podcast. Thanks for joining Cam and Eli as we talk about news, sports, crazy ideas, and complete nonsense every week. Stay with us as we guide you through the facetious minds of our generation. This is JKBS.
Well, I don't expect you to chat.
Or are you going to say you don't expect me to drink like a pussy? What?
I don't expect you to be a fucking turd.
Yeah, I am a turd. Yeah, I probably would have gotten some brew to take home on the way home from work, but my wife picked up call at work this week, so I wasn't going to stop for beer if I'm the only one drinking it.
I heard that. What does that exactly mean, call at work?
Well, she's in the medical field, right?
So Okay, spill the beans.
So she's got to take call, just like everyone in her department, which means that basically when you leave work, you're still on call. So you could get called in at 9 p.m., 1 a.m., 4:18 a.m., and you have to fucking go in because you're on call.
Ronnie, ew, that is god awful to think, like, you're having a great night's sleep, and then 4 a.m. rolls around, they call you in.
And then, yeah, it's
miserable. Does that happen? Does it happen to her?
Not a lot. I mean, they're, like, everyone in her department, when it's their turn to take call, like, she picked up extra call on her week off, but when it's her turn, she's on call for the entire week. It's more common for doctors to schedule, you know, a case or two on a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, so she's at least aware, you know, a day or two in advance that, like, hey, I might have to go in for a few hours on the weekend. But, you know, that happens more than her getting called in at, you know, 10 o'clock at night when she's trying to go to sleep. That's not extremely common, but it does happen sometimes.
Okay. Does she get like time and a half for that kind of stuff?
Yes, she does.
Oh, little time and a half. Slippity, slappy, slaps. Give me that extra coin.
It's not two shabs, man.
Not two shabs.
Fucking do it though. Fuck that. I need my personal time when my foot is out of the door. You go fuck yourself if you want something from me.
Yep, if it was the olden days, you'd punch your card and say, peace!
Exactly. My foot doesn't even need to be out the door for me to want to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hey, listen, Bob, GFY. What's that stand for? Go fuck yourself. I was going to say, no need to explain. Never mind, but yeah, that was the opportunity to tell you to go fuck yourself, and I quit before you fire me.
That'd be so classic. That'd be so classic to do. Can't wait.
And you can't. You'd have to do it like in front of, like, if you have like a big company, you'd have to do it in front of like everybody just to make a big ass exit.
It'd be even like
a scene.
Be even funnier though, like if you work for a really, really small company and then you just find a whole bunch of random people to just, you're like, all right, everybody gather in here, and the boss is just like, who are all these people?
You just have like you just bring like some of your family members. It's like cake. You provided like Publix cake, like frozen ice cream cake. So your owners and shit think that it's like a celebration.
Oh, that'd be classic.
Oh, man. All right, gather around, guys. I got an announcement to make.
This turd can go fuck himself.
You got to start it off real subtle, though. You got to be like, I just wanted to gather everybody here today. And we all know each other. I mean, you know Bob. You know Phyllis and Stan. Stan, you know my cousin Janice, and then your bosses or whatever and be like, listen, you guys, I don't show enough appreciation for how much I love you guys, and the company and everything you do for me. And from the bottom of my heart, I just wanted to gather my close friends and family to tell you to go fuck yourself. And then you open the cake and it's fucking like your like butthole. Or something, like you spread your cheeks.
You fart on the cake. So no one can even eat it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you set the fire alarm off and take a blowtorch. blowtorch the those like safety, what are they called? The sprinklers.
And the whole time you're wearing a bicycle helmet with a GoPro camera attached to it.
Like, I wonder why I was wearing that. This is why, fuckers.
Check my YouTube channel later to figure it out, you fucking assholes.
Hey, Frank, remember those documents you wanted me to fucking file? File is, you fucking turd. And then you blowtorch it. Oh man, that would be way better than doing something way over dramatic. But like, if you just took a blowtorch to like a bunch of documents and files, and then you blowtorch a bunch of random shit in the office.
What if you set up one of those things where like it's on the wall and the marble is like going through this like almost like a, you know, a maze against the wall type of thing where, you know,
yeah, it
falls into this thing and then that makes this
like the thing you can make up against the cardboard thing where you can make all the tape and you have to make like a path for it to fall down into.
Yeah, and it just starts making all these chain reactions with things, and then it's going on for like 3 minutes, and then at the very end it just like spits out like three pieces of confetti, and this little piece of paper comes out that says "Go fuck yourself."
Oh man,
we are onto something here.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking. Okay, so what? Let's think of some other funny ideas for the best way to quit your job. I really love the blowtorch idea. I just think it's over the top. Like, just imagine, like, you have a company, they give you a laptop and a key card to scan into the building or whatever. And so on the last day, you take a blowtorch to, like, they're like, all right, we just need your laptop and your key card. And then someone's going to escort you out or some shit. So you're like, oh, that's cool. And then you open your backpack and take your laptop, set it on the table, take out the blowtorch and just fucking torch it. Here's your laptop, bitch. Just torch the middle of the laptop, spin it in the room, and then take the key card and melt it.
Or you just
prepare to go to jail, but you know, it'll be worth it.
you just get tons of malware on it. Like, you just hand them the laptop, but open, and there's just like 10 fucking different porn videos playing at the same time.
Oh yeah, I watch tons of midget porn, little people porn. Sorry, and
we're talking midget porn. We're talking gay porn. We're talking gay midget porn.
We're talking all the porns, okay? All the fetishes.
It's like a buffet, a golden corral of pornography.
Try getting that off the computer, bitch. Belch.
You just dump queso all over the keyboard and you're trying to scoop it up with tortilla chips.
Oh, sorry about that. You just fucking pour salsa all over it, try to mix it together. This might get it up a little easier. This cheese. You know, like the melted cheese usually like hardens a little bit, like the salsa. The salsa cheese that you get with the dip.
You pull out a pack of flour tortillas and you're like, don't worry, these will soak it right up.
You get like a bag of cornmeal or some friggin' flour. just punch the flower on top of the keyboard so it just puffs. And then you're like, yeah, this'll dry it out.
Dude, how funny would that be if you quit spontaneously by like going up behind your boss, tapping him on the shoulder, and then when he turns around, you just dump a cup of water over his head and then slap him across the face with like some, like, you know, a bag full of flour or something.
Or like feathers. Feathers would be great.
Fucking Home Alone. Why are you dressed like a chicken?
Could you imagine? You like go into your boss's office. You're like, hey man, I need to talk to you for a second. And he goes, he's like, yeah, come on in. And then you just toss a fucking giant thing of water in his face. And he's like, what the fuck? And then the whole time you had your hand behind your back and you just have like a handful of feathers and you bring it in front of you, right in front of his face, and just go, just blow it in front of his face. Say, fuck off, bitch. I'm out. I quit.
Or you just bring quit, one of those,
you feather bitch.
You know those like 5 gallon like water jugs that you would put into a cooler?
Yes. Like
for people to dispense water.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just bring that into his office, and you just start pouring it onto his floor, and he's just like, will you stop that? And he's, like, trying to wrestle it out of your hands, and you're just dumping 5 gallons of water on his office floor.
And it's doing, like, the big...
Exactly. Would it be worse?
It takes forever to get out.
Would it be worse if his office was carpeted? He or she, I'm not being sexist. Would it be worse if their office was carpeted so it's like soaking wet? Or if it's like, you know, wood floor or something so it's just like very slick and it's just piling up?
I would say like, yeah, like not carpet, but like the whatever type of flooring some offices might use, like a tile or a... Tile would be funny because it could be super slippery and loud when it's hitting it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I don't know. That's a tough one, but either way, good stuff.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna you know what'd be really funny is if, well, I don't know. It could be funny, but like if you set up, either like you took like pillow cases or like some kind of blanket and made like a like rope out of it, and if you had like your own office, you like open the window and then acted like you have it tied to where it's like you try to escape your office. Or either that, or you try to kill yourself or something because you hate your job so much. And I don't know, they like, maybe if they go out to the window, you have like a big poster or something that has like a giant middle finger and says, fuck you. Got you, fuckers. And then, or like you have it set up to where they have to go over to the window to look to in a panic, and then like you jump out of nowhere and scare the shit out of them. You're like, got you, fucker. And then say you quit. Here's my 2 weeks.
give him a major wedge.
Wedgie. It can never happen. Do you imagine giving an adult a wedgie?
I couldn't. And damn, that makes me think.
God. Oh, go ahead.
I feel like there's some movie I saw this year where some guy's got like a fetish or whatever, and he pays some girl to give him wedgie, like huge wedgies.
That sounds familiar.
In public.
God, that sounds familiar.
I wonder if it was like a show on Netflix or Hulu or something. That's gonna bug the shit out of me.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar because that you can't make that up. You just can't.
Good lord. We'll think of it.
All right. Anyways. Welcome back. Sorry for the gap, peeps. How about this weather though, right? Am I right?
Dude, I was looking up Tampa weather this morning compared to Austin, and you guys had it pretty... I mean, I saw that it was raining, but, dude, it was, like, fucking 29 here this morning.
Oh, damn. You guys are already getting that cold?
Oh, my God,
We're in the upper 70s. It's going to drop down a little bit in the 70s the next couple, like, next week. So it's pretty nice. Not gonna lie, baby, not gonna lie.
Yeah, right now I think it's still in the low 30s or high 20s. I think in the next like 4 or 5 days it'll probably start working back up to 50s or 60s. But yeah, like last night it was raining and it was in the low 30s, and I can tell. Snowing? Not really. I think there might have been a little bit. I couldn't tell if it was little bits of hail or just such high wind that the rain was just like hitting me in a certain way to where it felt like little pieces of hail. But like there our cars were like iced hit this morning, but there was no like snow that I saw or anything. Just kind of icicles in the grass this morning.
That's weird. I thought it'll snow if it's in like the 30s. If it's like, I guess maybe it has to be the low 30s.
Well, it can below 32 or below. I don't know if it's 32 or below, or it has to be below 32 is like the freezing point. And that you typically, you're not going to see snow unless it's at least like 32 or below 32. But it doesn't always snow just because it's below 32.
Well, then that, I mean, then science just doesn't make any sense.
Right? Should start blogging about this, man. Give up this podcast. Start blogging about how bogus science and weather is.
Science. Yeah. Flat Earth. What's up? Dinosaurs aren't real. They were after Christ.
After Christ?
I don't know, man. You hear the craziest thing nowadays. Things are... People are crazy. But you know
what? The reason the dinosaurs got eliminated was because they all killed each other over that Popeye's chicken sandwich, man.
I don't know why people are freaking out about that. I mean, you won't catch me dead at a Popeye's. I'd rather go have a friggin' hot dog from a damn homeless man that's been saving it for.
Got weeks. It tucked away in his shoe for a couple weeks. I mean, like, it's not above me to go to a Popeyes, because with this kind of, with a certain level of hype, I would be interested in checking it out. But I think it's gotten too much hype now to the fact that no matter how good it actually might be, it's not going to live up to what everyone's making it out to be.
And it wouldn't be worth, like, the long lines and... the people that you're going to probably interact with or have to deal with. It just doesn't. Yeah. I mean, the only thing that makes sense is maybe doing like Uber Eats, if you can even do that with Popeyes.
But see, that kind of defeats it, because by the time that sandwich hits your fucking taste buds, like, it's been compromised. Like, it's been, you know, sitting in a foil wrapper or cardboard container for like 20, 30 minutes, and you're not getting a fresh sandwich, no matter how you slice it.
No, they're pretty, I mean, we get it all the time. We get food all the time from Uber Eats, and it's always fresh. It's never bad. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying something for the first time, you want it to be as fresh as possible.
As fresh as sausage toes. I don't know.
Speaking of, I know you said you Uber Eats over for dinner a lot. What was the last thing you had delivered?
We like this place that we got called Biblos in Tampa. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. It's a Mediterranean place, because we dig Mediterranean and Greek food and stuff. So, like, sliced gyro and fresh hummus with fresh pita and vegetables. It's delicious.
You're kind of talking my language. We have a little, I don't know how far the chain stretches, but we have a place here called Mad Greens. Do you guys have that out there?
Never heard of it.
It's basically just like salads and sandwiches, but they also do like different kinds of hummus and vegetables and pita bread, and I dig that shit. I love hummus now.
Yeah, hummus is delicious. And chickpeas grounded up. Do you guys not do Uber Eats a lot over there?
We do not. We've never done Uber Eats here. I think we may have done it once when we were out of state and at a hotel. But here we use DoorDash. But we've only done that maybe 3 or 4 times. Like, we usually just go out to pick up food, because when I see those extra fees and then delivery charges and then a tip on top of that, I'm just like, I'm basically buying like 2 more fucking meals almost, like, with all these extra fees.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you can do with Uber Eats, you can do a subscription and you get like the convenience fee and delivery fees taken off.
Yeah, I mean, that's not too bad. Like, I know at work last week, there was one day where I thought about having something delivered for lunch through DoorDash, and literally like a meal that would have cost me maybe like $9 or $10 to go to the place to pick it up myself. It was telling me that, like, you know, I added it to my cart and this and that, and with all the fees, it was going to be like $16 or $17. And I was just like, that's almost double the price. Like, this is not worth it.
Yeah, no, I get you. It's definitely more convenient for us because of the kid.
Yeah, it's fucking
makes it
stupid. Do you ever makes use have you ever used Postmates?
No. There's so many different kinds now. I mean, there's like Bite Squad, there's Postmates, I guess, there's DoorDash, Uber Eats, what's another one?
I've never used Postmates, but I guess the good thing about that one is that they will do like not just food, but I think almost any item from a store you can think of. But I remember looking up, I think it was Postmates, they'll deliver like Starbucks drinks to you, but the delivery fee was like, I think, $5.99, and I was blown away, because I'm like, that's more than
pay for it.
I'm like, that's people more than the drink I would fucking order. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, people pay for it too. It's all about convenience. They'll get away with it, because nowadays that's what's so in right now, is the whole delivery thing.
Tell you what, though, they call it a convenience fee, but there's nothing convenient about being homeless, because you just spent $80 on Starbucks.
Oh, by the way, talking about Starbucks, I feel like we always talk about it, but yeah, everybody goes to Starbucks. So we went to Starbucks over the weekend. I think it was this past weekend. Or no, it was two weekends ago, okay? And remember how we talked about that convenience gift card? Or inconvenience gift card? So we usually order off of the app. So all we had to do is just go and pick it up, or whatever, it's already paid for. So I go inside to grab our drinks, and they made Lauren's iced, and she only drinks hot, and she ordered hot. So I went back in, I said, hey, this was supposed to be hot. They're like, oh, okay, my bad. And then they remade it, and I was expecting a gift card and an apology. And I didn't fucking get it, and I was really disappointed. I thought about how you told me you got one, and I told Lauren about it, and I was just like, unbelievable, man. Is this not a thing in Florida? People aren't inconvenienced here. It's only Texas. Like, what the fuck? Is this some kind of a thing that didn't get down to Florida yet? Because I know when the Nitro Cold Brew came out, like, most of the stores down here didn't have it. You had to go to select ones, but now they seem to all be everywhere now, finally. Which, by the way, I have a secret fall Nitro Cold Brew, healthier choice if you like pumpkin spice.
I mean, I don't know if I've ever had pumpkin spice anything, but I'm definitely not in like a big hurry to get on that train. You know, that train comes a few months every year.
Just do me a favor. Do you like the Nitro Cold Brew?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, if you don't,
go fuck myself, right?
Yeah, so get the Nitro Cold Brew if you're feeling a little sweet, but you want to not feel so guilty. Order the Nitro Cold Brew with the pumpkin spice sweet cream, but tell them not to add, you take out the vanilla sugar pumps. They put like 2 vanilla sugar pumps in.
Mm-hmm.
So you say no vanilla, and just light cream. So I give you that when you take that first sip. It's like you're drinking the tip of a pumpkin's penis. I mean, it's...
Oh, my God. See, I normally...
Oh, my God.
I'll normally... I usually only get 3 different kinds of drinks from Starbucks. If I'm feeling like, you know, I've been consuming way too much BS and I, like, want Starbucks, but I want to feel good about myself, I'll get an iced Americano, which is just espresso and water. You know, that's it's probably like 5 calories or something. But then if I am feeling risky, I'll usually do a vanilla sweet cream cold brew, or I'll do a iced vanilla latte. But I usually only get like half. I tell them to just do half the vanilla that they normally would do.
Yeah, no, it's good. I honestly don't really like. I don't need the sugars, especially if I'm drinking a cold brew or a nitro, because the whole point of those are that they actually taste better without cream or sugar or anything, because they're not as acidic. And I mean, I just love the taste of coffee, like a nitro cold brew by itself. But I mean, just adding a little bit of that pumpkin sweet cream on top, just for fall feelings, makes me want to dance, have a little dance party.
I mean, it's a bummer. I was hoping that this story was going to end with you telling me that, you know, they remade the drink, they gave you a $4 gift card, and you were like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing.
So, nope, I did not get your stupid inconvenience gift card, so thanks for ruining my hopes and dreams.
I wonder, maybe you were they like, are they normally friendly? Is this a regular Starbucks that you go to?
It's the closest. It's like right by our house, but it is by far the worst Starbucks. So they'll get our stuff wrong all the time.
Maybe they're they probably can't give them out to like everybody. So they probably just, you know, are picky and choosy with who they give them out to. And if they're like how I was when I worked in retail, and they just got a chip on their shoulder, they're just very like, you know, they choose when they want to give out those gift cards. Like, they might just look at you and be like, oh, there's something about you I don't like. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They look at you and they're like, oh, Mr. fucking, I'm less than 30% body fat. Why don't you go fuck yourself?
Damn, man, less than 30%. That's
well, I was overshooting it, because you're obviously well under that, but like, that I was making a joke, like the person who works at Starbucks is over 30% body fat. So yeah,
I know, I'm like, just kidding.
Look at me, I don't have high blood pressure.
Look at this fucking white untanned looking like he probably goes to the gym 7 days a week asshole.
Has a fucking Ninja Turtle tattoo.
Son of a love, huh? That's right, I do. Represent.
Was it Leonardo?
It is.
Ooh.
I like. Yeah. I should have went with Michelangelo, because it fits my personality. But I like blue, and I wanted to see a blue turtle. That's why I had to make it.
Just tell people that it's Michelangelo, but he put on Leonardo's little, you know, Dewey, because he's a jokester.
He is, yeah. You think it's Leonardo, but really it's Michelangelo.
Yeah, he's just being a little kidster.
So it's, you know, in spirit of not having an episode during Halloween and stuff, let's talk a little bit about top horror movies.
Let's see. Do you have your list?
Well, you know, some of the ones that you named are some of my favorites. I will add a few, so I'm not going to steal yours.
Well, the ones I listed in there are actually kind of for something else. I would like the 3 that you see there, I will touch on, but those aren't actually in my top 5. But I did mention those for a reason.
Whoa. Okay. Okay. So well, you go first. You go first.
Okay.
I'm curious.
I'm kind of weird when it comes to horror movies. Like, I'm not that kind of guy that's like, oh, gotta love the classics. Anything after 86 is a bunch of fucking bullshit, you know, and I don't love all the slasher movies. So my top five includes The Shining, The Conjuring, The First Scream, The First Child's Play, and The First Saw. Did you just like lose your mind? You're just like, oh my God, that's
such this, a fucking okay. Great list. Okay. Let's talk about that. So I've watched all those. I like most of them. Scream in its time when it came out wasn't that it was like terrifying. It was more so that it was so realistic and it was just so 90s that it just made perfect sense how perfect it was for its time.
Have you watched it recently? Because I watched it within the last couple weeks and I think it still holds up.
Really?
Because like, what you would call it, it's funny, but it's not like, you know how horror movies, like they try to work in humor and it just feels so forced.
Yeah.
Scream, I think, pulled off humor. Like one scene in particular, when Neve Campbell's spending the night at her friend's house and, you know, the killer calls her and, you know, like they're calling for Dewey and like, you know, Dewey's nowhere to be found. And then finally, like the conversation ends and Dewey runs out in his t-shirt and underwear with holding a gun. And he picks up the phone and he's like, hello. And then like, no one's there. Like, that's funny, but it's not like how horror movies nowadays try to work stupid, funny stuff into movies, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But another thing that I like about it is that it didn't rely on like rock music. How horror movies also, like any horror movie nowadays that has like a bunch of young, like teens or college people, like they just, you know, the typical, not so much right now, but I think back in like the early to mid 2000s, a typical teen or college horror movie would start out with some scene of someone getting killed, something really violent happening, and then it would just like cut to, you know, a scene the next morning where like some skateboarder skates by and some cheesy rock song's playing or whatever, and it's just like, oh my God, this is so fucking pathetic. I hate this. And I think what comes to mind is the first Hostel. I think that happened in the first Hostel movie that Eli Roth did. There wasn't a skateboarder, but you know, there was a bunch of fucked up shit that happened, and then it cut to, you know, a bunch of guys getting high and drunk in a bar the next day and some cheesy rock songs playing. And I personally just think that's tacky. Like, I like when horror movies use like composed music and not bullshit mainstream songs.
Yeah. Kind of like I was never into Michael Myers Halloween stuff. I never thought it was that scary. But my list is different.
Let's hear your list.
Because it's hard to say that I love the serious horror movies, but I absolutely love horror movies that are either stupid funny or have actually like creative smart writing that make it funny but like not over the top, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't even think Zombieland is considered a horror movie. That's just a comedy.
That it's funny you bring that up because that's why I created that little list with those three movies. Because I'll let you get to your list in a minute. But yeah, I saw some website that had like, you know, perfect you know, horror movies for like a horror movie marathon, like on Halloween mm-hmm. or something. And it listed like Zombieland and A Quiet Place and Shaun of the Dead. And I was just like, if I went over to somebody's house for a Halloween movie marathon and they're like, all right, we're kicking things off with Zombieland, I'd be like, I'm fucking out of here. Like, this is bullshit. Like, you can watch Zombieland any day of the week, any week of the year, and it totally fits. Like, that's not a horror movie or a Halloween movie. And neither is A Quiet Place or Shaun of the Dead, in my opinion.
No, I agree. I thought they did a really good job with the Paranormal Activity. I think they went a little bit of like too many of them. That's it. That's the one. All right, so let me add to this list.
Man, I'm watching this list creation in real time.
You are. So I'll name some of my top few. So I really enjoyed Get Out when it came out in theaters. Like, I thought it was a phenomenal movie because it's one of my favorites, because not only is it different when it came out, it was different from most things, but it had like, it wasn't like one of those horror movies where random people just get killed and like you don't know what's going on. I love the fact that it gets all the way to the end and then he just starts killing everyone to get out of the house. I just thought it was, I don't know. And they have, obviously they had that little small bit of humor with the friend trying to help him.
Yeah. I thought the friend was pretty good in that movie.
Yeah. It wasn't too much and it was just the right amount of funny and it was just a very awkward movie. I really loved Shaun of the Dead, but again, I think that's a comedy. Conjuring has got to be up at the top for me because that movie is just downright creepy as hell. And I can't think of the name of it, but what is the other movie that's kind of in the same realm?
There's Annabelle with the doll.
Not Annabelle.
And then Insidious. There was The Nun. Oh, Insidious. I've never seen any of those.
Insidious. You got to see if you could get it. You got to catch that. That one's pretty crazy.
I've been interested in checking that one out, but I don't think it's on. I think like the third one is on Netflix or something, but I'm not just going to start at the third one like a loser.
Yeah, I've actually never seen the third one. Don't think I have. My other favorites are, let's see, have you ever seen Dead Snow?
I haven't, but I think I've seen, you know, like the little cover for it on Netflix. Is that the one where it's like some Nazis, like yeah. zombies head in the snow?
Yeah, so it's like a Norwegian film, and I don't know what made me watch it, but I ended up watching it, and it was all subtitles, but holy crap, it was actually done pretty well, and it was pretty freaking hilarious at the same time. But they made a second one, and have you ever seen Silicon Valley?
No, but I know that I should check it out.
Yes, you should. It's a great show, but I can't remember what the guy's name is. He's one of the friends in the show. He's like one of the main characters and he's in the movie in the second one, Dead Snow 2. And oh my god, dude, Dead Snow 2 was so funny. And it was actually, it was English, so they made an American, it was like, I don't know if it was made by an American company or whatever, but it was actually in English, not subtitles, and it was actually better almost. But then you got Cabin in the Woods, which is just another weird, like, funny slash horror movie.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. That's with Chris Hemsworth or Liam Hemsworth, right?
Yeah. Quiet Place isn't really a horror film, in my opinion. I thought it was just a fucking great suspense.
Yeah, I would consider film. That just to be like a sci-fi thriller or
something. Yeah, sci-fi thriller for sure. And to be honest with you, I actually like thrillers better than horror movies, because horror movies are usually never, they always end terrible, and then you're just like, really? That was it?
Yeah, I agree. Like, movies like A Quiet Place or did you see 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Was that the one with the...
It's with John Goodman, where he's in a bunker with that girl and that guy.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Dude, that movie was fucking, like, kind of uncomfortable. Oh, my God, speaking of uncomfortable, we got to talk about Joker. But we'll save that for, you know, a little bit later if we have time. It's already...
Oh, I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to know.
Okay. I'm jealous. It's good, but it's uncomfortable, like, so much to the point where I'm like, I even though I really like it, I'm not in a hurry to see it again.
Yeah. So what would you say the creepiest movie you've ever seen is?
It is, I believe it's an Italian horror movie, and it goes by two names, I think. You can find it online either under Beyond the Darkness, or sometimes it's known as Buried Alive, and it is without a doubt the most disturbing horror movie I've ever seen, and I didn't even finish it because I was just like, I am done with this gory ass, creepy ass shit.
What was so creepy about it?
It looked pretty legit. Like, if I remember correctly, it's like,
dude,
what?
Damn it, I forgot to. Jeepers Creepers, bro. That is definitely one of my top five. Ooh. That movie, when it came out, was so under. It was so good.
Sorry. I don't even think I've seen all of it.
Yeah, that's a classic. Jeepers Creepers. Not the second one or the third one, but just the first one.
Just the first?
Yeah, you guys need to watch it. Anyways, so what was this movie about?
So it's a movie, it's an Italian horror movie from the 70s, I think. And the whole plot is, I believe this guy, his wife dies. He lives in a mansion, I think, with some older woman who's like his kind of housekeeper type thing. Mm-hmm. But like, his wife or girlfriend dies and he keeps her body preserved and like,
of course, keeps what it, the right thing to do is.
Yeah, I mean, that's a man's man right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he keeps her body in the house. He develops some type of sexual relationship with the woman, you know, the older woman. And then he hooks up with like a few different women throughout the movie and then murders them. And it's just like, yeah, it's disgusting, like, to say the least. I saw it when I was probably like 14 or 15. So it's been a long time and my memory is not great. But when I was creating, you know, this list of, you know, horror movies and trying to think of the creepiest movie I've seen, I've looked up reviews on like IMDb of this movie, and just everyone on there, like, still to this day are just like giving it props for how gory and disgusting and like how much of a legit horror movie this is. So like, if you could ever find it, like, it might be worth the watch just to see how long you can sit through it, because I stopped watching probably like halfway through it. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's this scene where, like, he's making out with some chick on his bed, and then she looks over and sees, you know, his dead wife, like, laying there on the bed next to them, and she, like, starts screaming. So he, like, takes a huge out of her neck, and then I think he, like, tosses her in some huge oven or whatever. Like, it is bizarre. Like, fucked up.
Jesus.
Like, it's not just your average, like, oh, he just stabbed that person like five times and that's it. You know, everyone is just cool with just getting stabbed a few times. That's no biggie.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, what's the name of that one? Because I'll stay away from it.
It's Beyond the Darkness or Buried Alive.
Is it like an older one or is it newer?
Yeah, it's from, like, the 70s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, older movies are creepy, too. They can be creepy for many reasons.
Yeah, like, what? You could...
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to make I was just going to make a joke saying, like, you could show me a movie from the 70s that's literally just, you know, a guy taking a nap, and I'd be like, this is creeping me the fuck out. I'm not watching this.
All right, this is fucking creeping me out. Let's put streaming on. I can't watch this videotape. I'm trying to think of the creepiest one I've ever seen. I don't know. It's so hard because some of them are just kind of like, when you think about them, you're like, these are all freaking cheesy.
Definitely cheesy, but like, I guess maybe think of movies that, like, do you have any movies to where if you were just like chilling by yourself at like night home alone, you would be like, yeah, I'm not watching that. Like, even though it's just the movie.
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of those movies when I was a scared kid when I was younger. Like, I always had to sleep with the closet light on. Like, I couldn't sleep in the dark. I think anybody can kind of can scare themselves pretty easily when they're alone in the dark. Oh, with any kind of scary movie. But I would say there can be a few. I thought The Sinister was pretty creepy. I just didn't like the ending. I thought it ruined it. I thought The Sinister
Was that with Ethan Hawke?
Yeah, that was the one with the guy with like the mask. That was kind of like sitting in the bushes all the time, or just like, you know.
It sounds funny when you describe it as, yeah, just a guy that sits in the bushes.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie, but I can't remember. It's been quite a bit since I've seen it.
It was creepy. I would say I would say anything from the Sinister, Conjuring, or I think even the Conjuring 2 kind of freaked me out, man, because that whole nun thing, she's probably the creepiest looking thing I've ever seen. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, she was pretty nasty. Didn't they also recently make a movie called The Nun that's just about?
Yeah, I'm not even. I don't think it got like the greatest reviews, but I'm not even. I don't need to see it. I'm good. I don't want to see a full hour and a half of that that nun.
See, I'd be totally down for it, but I do have a habit of reading Rotten Tomato and IMDb reviews because I like buying cheap Blu-rays, as we've talked about before. So if I go to the store and I'm looking for, you know, a movie, I'd actually rather buy a movie I haven't seen than spend, you know, $10 on something I've probably seen a couple times and is already like on a streaming service. Like, why pay for that? So normally when I'm going to look for a movie, I'll try to buy something that I haven't seen yet, and I'll read reviews, which I know isn't necessarily the best thing to do, because there are plenty of movies that I love that have probably gotten shit reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, reviews aren't everything, but so for creepy purposes, I would say any of those, like Insidious, Nun, Conjuring, just because like the whole like spiritual like demon, what is it called? What do they call them?
Mailman?
I don't know. Just creepy shit. What was, all right, before moving on to some of the last topics, what was the worst movie in your opinion, horror wise?
Oh, like, I can't believe I just watched that shit.
Yeah, there's probably a lot. There's probably plenty.
You're absolutely right that there's plenty. That's a good question. I'm trying to think. Oh my God. Do you have one off the tip of your tongue, and then maybe I can pull one out of my brain?
Ooh, I have one off the tip of my tongue. Let's hear this. I know the movie, and I can't think of the name, so maybe you'll have to help me with it.
Okay.
So I think it was Mama.
Mama. Oh, is that with the little girl?
Well, there's a lot of them that have little girls, but it's the one where, like, and I'll be honest, it actually started off really, really good. And then once, what ruined it for me was when, like, they actually show the mama, like pretty like close to the middle of the movie, and then after that it was just hilarious. I was cracking up every time I saw her. I was just like, what the fuck is this?
Like, you're talking about, like, it's this little girl that was, like, living in the woods or something, and, like, now she's living with some normal family, but, like, there's something just not right about the little girl? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think... Is that the same movie? Are we talking about the same movie?
Let's look this up.
It's the one where, like...
Yeah, there's one. Let me read the synopsis. There's a movie called Mama from 2013.
Yes, yes.
On the day that their parents die, sisters Lily and Victoria vanish in the woods, prompting a search. 5 years later, the girls are found alive in a decaying cabin, and Lucas and Annabelle welcome them into their home. So, yeah, it's these like two girls that I guess have been living in the woods for a few years, and then they're brought in by some couple, and there's some terribly wrong.
Did you see the picture of the mama? Go look it up on, just to remind you.
Let's see. Yeah, I think I'm seeing, like, she's wearing like a black dress or something, or
yeah, and like, so when it showed her, it just like I was actually pretty legitimately like, you know, like, I wasn't like scared watching the beginning of it, but I was actually like, okay, this has got me on my little tippy toes. This is pretty creepy. And then once they started showing her, or whatever that point was in the movie, it was just funny to me. And then it just, every time I saw her after that, I just like, it was cracking me up.
Just lost its edge after that,
I guess. Yeah. I just made it funny to me. And I was just like, okay, this ruined it. I would say that one in Hereditary would be the worst that I've seen, because really? The endings didn't like... just ruin it for me.
See, the thing that bothered me about Hereditary was the teenage guy, the kid, seemed like such a fucking wimpy ass bitch. Like,
yeah,
that kid fucking pissed me off because he just needed to get his ass beat. But that was about it. I thought the movie was pretty decent.
I mean, it was decent, but then again, like, once it got to the end, when she, like, walked into the, like, little treehouse, I was just like, what? No.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
It should have been darker than that. Like, that was just, I know that it was based off of somebody, like, people that really worship that shit, but, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it killed it for me.
I hear ya. The one that comes to my mind is the movie Orphan.
Orphan, yeah, yeah.
That entire movie, I just wanted to shove that little girl's face into a goddamn wood chipper. Like,
yeah, wasn't the whole thing? She was just in a like a short midget.
Well, most that midgets what it are was? Short.
Well, you know, no such thing as she a just tall like midget. A girl, a little. She looked like a little girl, but she was really like 45.
Yeah, but it's not the fact that, like, I was thinking, like, I know this is an adult, and I can't believe she's fooling him. I need to, you know, show everyone who she truly is. It wasn't anything like that. It was just, like, this girl looks like a bitch. She's acting like a bitch. She needs to get put in the wood chipper like a little bitch. Like, she was just irritating throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, I think that was on purpose, I'm sure.
God, they fucking nailed it then, because, yeah, I wanted to fucking...
Nailed it! Yeah.
Kobe!
So, moving on. Thanksgiving plans. What do you guys got going on?
Not a whole lot. Jen is going to be on call that week. So, normally we do... we'll buy, you know, a smaller turkey, make a few sides. But we're probably just going to be, you know, making a more generic meal, like a lasagna or something, because she's going to be on call. So I might be doing the cooking by my lonesome if she gets called in. We don't have any family, you know, friends around here. So just the two of us. What about you guys?
Okay. I would just do the usual, go to the in-laws and Now it's going to be Crew's first Thanksgiving, so that should be fun. We'll make dinner over there and have the family together, and that's pretty much it.
All right. Are you big, like, you look forward to Thanksgiving meals, like, all year, or are you just like, yeah, I guess they're cool, whatever?
I mean, I enjoyed them growing up because, you know, we always went over and had the whole family together, and yeah, the traditional, you know, turkey stuffing, ham, cranberry sauce, all that good stuff, and a bunch of pumpkin pie. And I mean, it's just different. It's just different now. But it's just, you know, everything changes and evolves, and you start to create your own little family, and it's kind of cool to see where that turns out to be. But I look forward to it just because it's just, you get to, you know, we don't work in retail anymore, so it's nice to know that you'll have it off, and maybe a day or a day after or before off, and you can just kind of relax away from work and stuff and just be with your family or the ones you love.
Yeah, I hear that, man. It's nice to have off Thanksgiving and the day after. I think at my job we work maybe a half day, or like leave a couple hours early the day before Thanksgiving. Can't even remember last year.
Yeah, I would hope that they just tell us not to come in. I think on that's Tuesday, what we did last year.
On Tuesday, the boss is like, "Hey, Cameron, I'm heading out. And by the way, fuck off. I don't even want to see you here tomorrow."
I hope he says that to me. That'd be great. Classic. All right. See you on Monday.
See you on Monday, you fucking bitch. But yeah, personally, I'm such a picky eater. I've never really cared about Thanksgiving meals. Like, it's usually, like, turkey, I'm very kind of bleh about. Like, I like chicken, but there's just something about turkey.
Chicken?
There's something about turkey to where, like, that was good. But yeah, there's something about turkey where I feel like unless you know what you're doing, it just comes out very bland and just not a huge fan. I don't like a lot of the sides. So on Thanksgiving, I eat the same amount of food as I would on – I probably eat less on Thanksgiving than I do on an average meal because I'm just not into all the stuff that people serve.
That's fair, man. And if you really want to get grade A, just go to the old Boston Market. They'll hook you up with some cheesy mac and cheese with turkey. You get a Thanksgiving meal from there. As a matter of fact, last year we spent Thanksgiving in New York. We visited Lauren's grandmother because she's getting up there in age, and she wanted to see her. And I think at the time Lauren was pregnant, right? That sounds right. Yeah. And so we went up there, and we actually went to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. They had a Thanksgiving meal, and I got prime rib. So,
see, I'd be down for that. Like, yeah. I know Jen likes at least some form of home cooked meal on Thanksgiving, but I'm just such an easygoing person. If she's like, "You want to get a fucking pizza from Domino's?" I'd be like, I'd be like, "You bet your ass I do. Call them up."
Bet your ass I do. Better get fucking cheesy crust.
And it probably comes from, you know, like as a Jewish kid, we, you know, Christmas is something that's still relatively new to me. I didn't celebrate it for the first time until 2012. And so, like, I'm totally used to not doing anything major for meals on Christmas other than, like, Chinese food or something. So, like, I've never been that type of person where I feel like there has to be a huge meal on a big holiday, like, personally.
Yeah. For me. I mean, it's just one of those things, like, everything that's celebrated over the years, over the centuries, has always been around meals. I mean, you meet up with important people, business meetings, family gatherings, it's always over meals. So yeah, it's like,
that makes sense.
It's probably because it's like one of those things where, like, food comforts people, and it's an easy way to be come together kind of thing. Come together.
Right now.
You have plenty of time to fucking tent out, have no life, and do that for a week. tell your bosses to go fuck themselves, and you know, you can try to get a fucking iPad for $20 off. Assholes.
Dick lickers.
I want TV. It's $25 off.
I get 3 months of Netflix free, even though I already paid for Netflix.
They give you a Burger King coupon for that fucking plant-based burger with the purchase of a TV.
It reminds me of, like, Napoleon Dynamite. Like, you pay full price for the TV, but they give you this, like, little wooden boat, and the wife's just like, I want that boat.
I want that boat.
Dude, I was looking at a Black Friday ad from 2009 from Best Buy, and, like, just to see, like, what's changed in the last 10 years. And they advertise, 10 years ago, there was a 46-inch LED 1080p TV on sale as a doorbuster for $15.99, which was $1,000 off. So this 46-inch 1080p TV was $25.99 regular price.
Isn't that crazy? It makes you think, like, TVs nowadays, you can get a friggin' 70-inch right now for like $400 from Costco.
Dude, you could go to the Whataburger drive thru and they're just like, would you like to add on a 55-inch Samsung TV for $40? And you're like, ah, fuck it, why not?
Yeah, I feel good today.
Load her up in the trunk if you can fit it.
I just never understood it, and maybe we just hated it even more because we had to work it for so many years. But, like, I just, man, it was so fun making fun of people wasting their damn time coming in there like a bunch of monkeys.
Yeah, dude, it was ridiculous. Like, I always had a ritual the night, because, like, back then we didn't open on Thanksgiving. We opened on Black Friday at, like, 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, I always had a ritual. You know, I would drive by the store, like, that, I think, Thanksgiving night, probably, like, 9, 10 p.m., just to see the fucking line that was, like, already there. And then because I'm the type of person where if something's going to make me miserable, I just want to keep thinking about it way in advance instead of just, like, clearing my head and dealing with it once it finally comes. So I would just drive, you know, circle around the building at like 9 or 10 Thanksgiving night just so I could be like, oh, can't wait to fucking deal with this in 5-6 hours. A bunch of horse shit.
Now it's time to go to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee.
Let's get a fucking Slurpee and some hot fries and then have a heart attack.
Throw all that trash at them while you drive by. See you in 5 hours, assholes!
Dude, speaking of heart attack, I remember... one year for Black Friday, like, every year I think they had Red Bulls, like, stocked in the fridge, and they would have, like, people from Red Bull that would, like, be there to hand stuff out to the employees, like, right before we opened.
Yeah, I remember that's right.
There was one year where I think, like, you know, we showed up, we were opening at 3, so I probably showed up there at 2 or something like that. And I think within, like, a 3 or 4 hour span, I had, like, 2 or 3 Red Bulls and a bunch of, like, pizza from the break room. And I was just like, how am I not going to fucking die during this shift today?
It's amazing that none of us had heart attacks.
Yeah, I mean, I took it way over the top, you know. There would have been no reason for you to have a heart attack during your shift at Best Buy. But, yeah.
Well, you never know, man. Well, we were younger, so we could take that shit, most of us.
Those were some interesting times.
I don't know about Eddie. Hey!
Hey! that guy was something else.
We had some characters, man.
Oh my god, dude. I could go on about those fucking characters, but hey, you know
we could have had a cartoon fucking show about all the people that we worked with.
But the funny thing is I guarantee you, if someone else spoke to those people, they would say that you and I are a couple of characters.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they would.
So I'm at least sane enough to know that I myself am a huge asshole, which is why I find it justifiable to call everyone else an asshole, too.
Well, at least those days are past now, and we don't have to work in retail anymore.
Booyah.
So they can enjoy Black Friday now that Black Friday opens, like, what do they open, like, on Thanksgiving now or the day before? They open, like, we just 24/7. We don't even close.
Pretty much. They open, yeah, like, I think 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. It's kind of,
yeah, it's like fuck your families. Fuck your families. Fuck Thanksgiving. This is Black Friday. There's no more Thanksgiving in retail.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. Luckily, I do the majority of my shopping online, which isn't even that much. So I have my,
yeah, same shit here.
I have my shit ordered at like 1 a.m. like Thanksgiving morning. Like, I just stay up late Wednesday night and order my shit and then wake up on Thanksgiving and most of my stuff is done.
Dude, same topic though, Best Buy. Can you believe that they moved? You can wear freaking jeans now? It took them to 2019 to allow employees to wear jeans. Like, what the fuck? Why? We had to deal with stupid ass khakis and black pants when we were there. Terrible.
Yeah, I've been noticing people there wearing jeans now. Like, it didn't dawn on me because I wear jeans to work, so it didn't strike me as being too odd. Like, you know, I work in an office setting, but I still wear jeans sometimes, so it didn't stand out too much. But yeah, now that you mention it, couldn't pull that shit off if we wanted to back then.
Well, I saw an ad on LinkedIn how they changed their dress code. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Oh, they actually like promoted that they changed their dress code?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, you need a new fridge for your new home? Why don't you come see one of our associates in their jeans?
Could you imagine someone wearing like overalls and a Best Buy polo underneath? Or not even a polo, like, just a name tag.
They look like a fucking Blue Mario or something.
Could you imagine like Elvis from our store
wearing? Oh yeah, wearing Elvis.
Elvis or Matt or even Eddie. Eddie would look funny as hell up there at the registers.
Overalls and a big ass gold chain.
Hey Eddie. He still is my idol.
He was always positive, I'll give him that.
Yeah, he was.
Except for when he would go into his talks about how, like, Judgment Day's coming, and then you're just like, should have called out sick today.
Eddie, I'm sick. I'm out. Sorry, man.
Eddie, I shit my pants an hour ago, but I just didn't have the heart to tell you. Gotta get out of here.
I gotta go. And with that, we gotta go.
Yeah, man, this is a lengthy call. I say let's put a spork in it and save the rest for next time.
Hey, be like a tree and leaf.
Make like a bread truck and get the hell out of here. Right?
Make it like a dump and make myself some chicken wings.
Chicken cacciatore.
Chicken calamari. Wait. That's not a thing. That is not a thing.
It's cacciatore, man.
I know. I just said chicken and fish, basically. Calamari is.
Yeah, chicken squid. All right. The fuck.
Well, let's just call it because I give up.
All right, man. I hope you see that ugly nun in your dreams, motherfucker.
Wow, thanks for making me just picture it.
Well, I looked up pictures of the mother from Mama, so we're both going to bed with these ugly-ass bitches in our minds.
Well, it ain't nothing but a bitch, you know what? Ain't nothing but a thang. All right, man. I'll see you.
All right, have a good one.
To totes my goats. We'll see you guys later. Squatos.
Totes.
Thanks for listening to Just Kidding But Seriously with Cam and Eli. If you enjoy our rants and wild nonsense, check us out every week on iTunes and Spotify. You can also email us at jkbspodcast@gmail.com. Again, I'm Cam Ivey, an all-around decent guy. Until next time, don't take life so seriously. I'm just kidding. But seriously.